Thank you, worship leader. And I invite any of us, each of us, if you have any questions, or is infinite wisdom and truth, so answers.
Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. So could you please explain a little bit more about this generation, you know, past till all these ends?
Well, if you bring me the question is from from the book of Mark 13, 28 to 31, I will read that. But in order to be able to answer the question, we probably will have to go before 28 to see why Jesus said what he says. Okay, from 28 to 31. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Now let's see what Jesus, before he said that. So I'm going to go to verse 1 and just read it. And then we can. As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings. Do you see all these great buildings?" replied Jesus. "Not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains. You must be on your guard. You'll be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you see the abomination that causes desolation, standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand then. Let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down or enter the house to take anything out. Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that this will not take place in winter, because those will be days of distress, unequaled from the beginning, when God created the world until now and never to be equaled again. The Lord had not cut short those days. No one will survive. But for the sake of the elect, whom he has chosen, he has shortened them. At that time, if anyone says to you, "Look here, look, here is the Messiah," or "Look, there he is," do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time. But in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. So we need to have that understanding before going to now learn, which is 28 to 31. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see this happening, you know that it's near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. So it speaks for itself, but I will let Spirit enlighten us more. Because what Jesus said there, we are actually witnessing it even in our own time. So when they asked Jesus initially, because the disciples, they are looking at the physical. Because verse 1 says, as Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings." And then Jesus said, "Do you see all these great buildings?" Replied Jesus, "Not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down." In other words, don't let the outside desire, the outside look, fool you. Don't they say, don't judge the book by its cover? Well, most of us do. So just because you have a massive house of worship and you see a lot of people going there, don't let that fool you. God might not even be there. You know? And sometimes where God is, it's not about bling bling. And I'll give an example. When we went to Assisi in Italy, when you look at where St. Francis was buried, maybe they've changed that now because I think they've renovated it. It looks so ordinary, you even wonder, how could they bury a saint that is so magnificent there? Now, I'm not comparing to Claire of Assisi, because Claire of Assisi is the first temple you see on the hill. It's big and people go there. But I'm sure it's because of the name of St. Francis de Come, and I'm sure people were probably just like, seriously? What's so special about? Because it looks like you're in a village, whereas when you're at where Claire is, it looks like at least some smaller cities. So just because people will go to Rome, where the Pope is, does not mean the full presence of God is there. Now, during St. Francis' time, there was a Pope, But God chooses to use St. Francis in a miraculous way, even more than the Pope, that the Pope eventually have to acknowledge that, oh, in this, the man. And it's the same thing, the example of Jesus Christ's life. He could have been Pontius Pilate, he could have been one of those, but he came from a humble beginning. And in spite of the presence, full presence of God in him, well, the priest that everybody go to, didn't they doubt him? That is the son of, so this is what Jesus is saying. Don't stay seduced by the fufu and shishi you see, you know, the fireworks. But pay attention. And here Jesus was saying, that things will happen. And when the master claimed the way Jesus could say, every word I have spoken, because it's like a prophecy that cannot be changed, this will happen. Say, the heaven and earth may pass away, but the word I have spoken, because that is God speaking through me, will never pass away without being fulfilled. And Jesus also said, if it's left to nature or its own way, this suffering, these challenges that is coming, will go for a long, long time. But because of the elect, they didn't say elect when you are elected. We're not talking about our election to our reps here. Because it is God that has elected those people. So they stand true to what God has called them, not the politician. They tell you, okay, we're going to do that, and they don't do it. But for the sake of the elect, we will shorten it sometimes, but everybody still have to experience this, even the elect, even though they will be protected. So, and what did Jesus say? There will be famine, father against son, son against father, and we see it. The one who shot his father and mother, didn't it happen? You know, the mother who drove her kids into the swamp in North Carolina years ago. And so Jesus is saying, when this begin to happen, he shows, you know, the inevitable transformation of the world. The consciousness, you know. That's why he uses the fig tree. When you see the bloom and all of that, you know, okay, spring is here, summer is coming, so you'll be able to have enough fig tree to eat. So when you begin to see these things, you know, the transformation of human consciousness is there. Because if we don't use that word, the transformation of human consciousness, all of us will be running under the table to hide. Because he's saying, then you know the Son of Man is coming. Yeah, I want to read the way it says, that means the divine spirit, that Christ consciousness, is now coming to rule. It's no longer leaving anything to just for it to happen on its own. But when people read it, they think Jesus is going to be coming, everybody will see it. No. The consciousness, the Christ consciousness, now inhabits and beginning to transform, starting with the elect. You know?
So all these things are happening is for us to raise our consciousness.
Well, Spirit is telling you, yes, do your work. Don't do half work. Put yourself in. Connect to that spirit of God in you. Because in the process, those of you who are meditating, who are doing your best you can, then you become the elect. You know? And as you raise your consciousness, then it will help others to raise their consciousness. And he was also talking about his disciples, which we are also. He's saying, on account of me, this is, let's say verse 9, you must be on your guard. Because if you are not, you'll be deceived and you'll be of the, you know. On account of me, you must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. When he's talking about you be handed over to the local council and flogged in the synagogue, you know, he's not talking about you going to synagogues and churches. He's saying, when you are speaking the truth about God, people will tell you, oh, look, get away from us. Because they don't want to hear it. When somebody says, oh, this is the way of Christ. And we see now the pull and push, where some say, oh, this person, is a young Christian. Where did Christ say you should not have empathy? Jesus himself was model of empathy. So now they are using that to say, when you have empathy, you are doing something wrong. So these are the kind of things Jesus is talking about. You know, welcome strangers. Do this, do that, don't discriminate and all of that. So as we begin to see this, said, don't lose sleep. These are meant to happen. You know? Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And you can see it in the Christian thing, the evangelicals, and let's call them the MAGA evangelicals, and the other evangelicals, and the other Christian, whatever it is, you know. So now they are hating each other. No, you're not supposed to do the, well, no, that's not what Jesus meant. Well, you know, this is our land. So you see. So when 14, when you see the abomination that causes desolation, standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand then. Let those who are in Judea flee to the mountain. When you see things that are not supposed to be, everything's supposed to be in its proper places. But when things are not in its proper places, then you know. You know, so then this is where when he says, understand then, let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. And what does that mean? Go deeper into your meditation. You know, stay in that place. Go to the void. When you go to the void, because nothing can touch you there. Yeah. Let no one on the housetop go down or enter the house to take anything out. So you are already on the, don't even bother to, you know, stay in that blessings of the divine spirit. Yeah. Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak, because that's, he's saying those are temptation, those are deception. Say, well, okay, maybe we should accommodate. No, stay where you don't. These things will happen. Pray that this will not take place in winter, because you say, how dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Why did he say pregnant women and nursing mothers? He's not talking about the physical women or human. When you are pregnant, is the creative aspect of God bringing something new, you know? And then the nursing mothers is the ones that have just been created. They need time to be nourished so that they can now withstand, they can stand on their own. So then he said, but pray that this will not take place in winter, because those will be days of, in other words, pray that it will not happen when everything is so atrocious, so close-minded. Because when he's so close-minded, the new consciousness that is coming might be stifled out. It won't be allowed to stay. But if you come during the summer, like the fig, then it can blossom. And he said, when this happens, because those will be days of distress, unequaled from the beginning. All these things he's saying will happen, you know. And when God created the world until now, never to be equaled again, when this transformation starts, when the Christ consciousness finally, it will never be equaled again. Because then from that on, you know. And he's saying, if the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would survive. If the, you know, if the Lord allowed these things to continue, well, apparently we see what's going on. How can we survive this? Both on the physical and mental and spiritual, there is no way we can survive when you are being bombarded by, let's use the word, satanic energy and vibrations, where everything is topsy down, upside down, you know. At that time, if anyone says to you, look, here's the Messiah, or look, there he is, do not believe it. Well, we see some people calling, you know, someone a Messiah that, yeah, you know, well, do not believe that. You know. And it's not just on the political field, even in the religious field. You see priests, you see monks, they all have different opinions, you know. So even when they are healing, you know, where is their source of power? That's what Jesus is telling. Don't believe that, even if they are trying to do miracles like Jesus did. In verse 20, he says, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders to deceive. If possible, even the elect. If the elect is not granted, yeah, you say, oh yeah, this is, yeah. But they might now say, we can say now they are using the power of Beelzebub, which is what they accuse Jesus of, you know. So Jesus is saying, don't believe that. So whether they come on the political field and they tell you we're for the people and all of that, don't believe it. You know, because when somebody say, I'm going to do this, take them on their words, but you know who you are. So nothing is being spared. So whether it's on the political field, on the spiritual field, on the mental field, so don't be deceived, because this will happen, because then the energy that needs to be displaced knows their end has come. And they are fighting tooth and nail. So they are coming in so many ways. That's where you will see a husband will do something. They tell the wife, don't believe it. The wife will do, don't believe it. The child, don't believe it. Because why will a son want to kill the parents? Why will the mother want to kill? Yeah. So you know things are coming to change. That divine consciousness is now saying, it's my time. The Christ consciousness is coming. It's going to sweep all these other things away. So if you are already on the path of connecting to God, you better crank it up and stay there. Don't let them deceive you. Because even some of the people who are now, like, maybe it's true. Maybe he is the Messiah. Do that, you know. So he said, if possible, even delay. So be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time. So you can't say, oh, I didn't know. Like, no, FYI, Jesus told you ahead of time, so you can't claim I didn't know. So now that you know, so you know how to prepare yourself and guard yourself against all these things. In verse 20, 24, but in those days, following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. When he's talking about the sun, he's not talking about the physical sun. You know? And the moon, he's not talking about that, because they will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky. Yeah. When you actually look, you can see the star. You know, what usually projects the presence of God is that divine light. You know. So when these things are about to really change, you will even see it in your meditation, in visions. You will see all these things happening in your dreams. He said, okay, yeah. Those are the days you know these are going to happen. Because then when that happened, and the stars fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken, at that time people will see the Son of Man come. It is at that very moment then you see the Christ consciousness in his full glory coming. You know. And once that happened, coming in cloud with great power and glory. This time it's not where Jesus come with half a power, because they would not have been able to crucify Jesus Christ, representing that Christ consciousness, if it had come in that full consciousness. No one can do that, because that's God's in incarnation. So now he's coming with that full power. So Satan, well, your time is up. No more dinner for you. You know, that's what he's saying. And verse 27, and he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds. If you are in the physical form, there is no way those four winds won't touch you, you know, because the government is talking about the directions of the, you know, yeah. So those of you already striving to know God and all of that, yeah, the angels will come and help you along, you know, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heaven. It doesn't matter where they're located. They're not talking about those Christians now. That's what I say, from the end of the earth. Yeah.
Mm.
In every spiritual path or religious path they followed, the elect is the elect, you know. Unlike the ones we are all saying, oh, yeah, we belong to God. Those ones are going to hell. No. Now, learn this from the fig tree. That's why I use that example. When these are happening, you will know, you know. Then he said, verse 30, truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. In other words, those of you who have been cranking up, and you may think you are not, no, this will happen in your time. You will see it. And we're talking generation, we're not just talking Gen Z, and it's a whole group of generations put together. Maybe our generation up to Gen Z and Gen W or whatever they are, you know. Yeah. So, and that's why I say from the earth to the heaven. So, yeah, it's not just, oh, maybe, what's the ones from the 50s and all of that? What do they call those?
Baby boomers.
Yes, it's not just the baby boomers.
Oh.
It's from the baby boomer or before that all the way to, you know.
Silent generation.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Because those baby boomers who are already in with God, and those Gen W who are already in with God. Well, you know, all of them, because the Christ consciousness is not going to leave anyone aside. They will all come because that awareness, yeah. And then the other generation that has not even been born yet, because they are part of those generations. So they will, because you can see a little baby, you may not even know what that baby will turn out to be. And that baby may already be close to full realization, even though he's a baby. So when this thing happens, he might be 5 years old and he's fully enlightened. So what are you going to do? And the baby boomer say, well, I'm just 100 years old. It doesn't matter. You know. So that's what that is saying. I don't know what the other says. But about the day or hour, then he's saying, going further from past 31, where it says, what will not pass without fulfilling. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, not the Son, but only the Father. Say, when that Christ consciousness will fully establish itself, he said, not even the Son, not even the angels know, only the one who is the Creator, who is love, is the one who knows it, you know. But it's already one you prepare yourself, because these things we're experiencing. I mean, does it make sense that Putin will go and invade Ukraine? No, these are all the things he's saying, you know? And so it's like, yeah, whether people believe it or not, this will happen where the Christ consciousness will now take over. And then the world will know peace and harmony. And then I guess there might still be the political thing, but at least all of us, true leaders who care, so, you know, and corporations now we know is in their best interest, you know, to be humane, not just the CEOs getting, everybody flows along, you know. So So it's like you do not know when that time will come. Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servant in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. In other words, whatever you are doing towards God, continue to do it. Don't say, okay, well, I know it might come in midnight. No, it might come before you even were here. But if you are doing it, then you don't have anything to worry about. You know, that only God knows. So if somebody said they are the Messiah and they, oh, this is when we have, don't believe them. Because even Jesus himself said, even the Son of Man won't know. Only God knows. Because he's the one who created everything. He's the only one who knows at that time when this whole thing will come. And otherwise, if other people know, if the angels know, it's very possible the demons will try to know. Satan will put his nose there. Okay, when is Father coming? But because they don't know, Satan don't know too. So he's clueless. So he can't try to do everything to resist it. So that's where all the resistance, all the energy that is distracting us from God is now. We will put them to rest. Because the one who are, whose position it is to create that resistance does not know. So he can safeguard anything. And so when that happens, then we're all good for good. Now we can, then we don't have to worry about the cold weather. We don't have to worry we're hungry. We don't need to fast anymore, you know. No more Lent, no more, you know, no more Easter, no more Christmas, because every day is Christmas. So, well, that's why when any of us who have been in this world where we ask God, why are you letting this happen? Jesus has warned us. Like, look, you can't have this will happen. You know, if a new age is going to come. Remember in 1999 where they were thinking when we turned into
Oh, yeah.
2000, you know, yeah,
Y2K.
five, two, yeah. So things will happen. In other words, everything that does not serve God will be uprooted. They don't need to, God doesn't do halfway. Everything will be cleaned up. And that's why in some cases when I say, Lord, why don't, and then I just hear silence. Like here he comes again complaining about, Lord, why will you let this happen? You should know better. We've given you ideas. Now, maybe go read the scriptures. Maybe then you will understand. Then your agitation will come. You will know. Because this is the plan of the Lord. And he's not changing it for anyone. Because God wants all her children to come home and live in that Christ consciousness that God created us with. So we should actually be dancing and, you know, celebrating that, okay, you know. The days is coming that we will no longer have to occupy this physical body, you know. Then nobody will be calling me Baba Moses because there's no more title to be called, you know. Everybody's Moses and Queen and all of that. So we thank God. Any other question? May the divine wisdom continue to be and guide us always. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.